This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm so happy to be here with you again today. My name is Mari Mitchell, and I have a very special guest today. His name is Rob Wilson. He's going to be talking about liberating the now by imagining, describing, and designing the life you desire experience before you start healing the past. Rob will also be offering processes for this, as well as explaining how to expand your inner dialogue and external dialogue so it mirrors your desired lifestyle. Welcome to the show, Rob. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you, Mari, for having me. It's an honor and privilege to be here today. So how are you today?
I'm doing great, and I just love having you because you're always so positive and you just always have the best wisdom. So let's talk a little bit about why it's so important to spend this time imagining, describing, and designing the life you desire before you try to heal your past. Nobody really says that.
Well, something I discovered, it's actually, I did it for myself. You know, everybody goes back and tries to heal the past, and they start working on the past, right? Forgiveness letters, do this. They have no way forward. So if you start by getting one thing in the now you really desire to experience, color, design, then you can start dissolving the past by going forward. Because your everyday life, the wisdom and insight and clarity to get out, to expand out of your path and liberate yourself is in the front of you.
Right.
And, okay. And you know, something I discovered, and it's really very, it's almost too simple. It's a simple sentence, and I'll say it in first person. I liberate me from me, my viewpoints, opinions, and beliefs, because all the barriers, blockages, limitations, everything I'm blaming on the outside world is inside me. The outside world is innocent. Because once it becomes a memory in the subconscious, so therefore when you start describing, imaging, and designing where you want to go, you start putting in new scenery, not in the mind, but it's a subconscious scenery, you start moving forward. And then you start getting chauffeured to where you want to go, and you stop looking at your everyday life like it's a challenge, and you start understanding your everyday life is an awakening.
That sounds so wonderful. I was thinking it's an adventure as well. Because you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. I love it.
And see, here's the thing. All the chaos, challenges, controversy, adversity, everybody you encounter in your daily life, that's an awakening. If you take out challenges and all that and use this as awakening, where's the wisdom? What's apprehensive? Start questioning yourself out of the past into the now. And the past doesn't exist. All you're really doing is questioning yourself out of your own self.
Mm-hmm. Right. If the past is over, all we have is what we is now, right now. Very good.
Yeah, because the past is a memory of the now.
Okay.
It's a subconscious representation now.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So I guess what I'm thinking as you say that is if you keep focusing on the past and you keep focusing on the past and keep focusing on it, right, you're just creating the same thing over and over again. You're not going forward, is what you said before. You're just kind of stuck in the same place.
Yeah, and see, I've went to a lot of different classes, and you see some of the same people in all of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, you're sitting there, they're talking about what they're talking about the last class.
Right.
So if you stop trying to heal the past, because See, change, heal, create, transformation, forgiveness, they never let you out of the memory or the images of that event or encounter or experience. But if you open up to liberating yourself and you stop having the memories, and then you can start moving yourself forward. And you really have to, you know, liberation is life's invitation, boldly expanding you out of yesterday.
I love that.
Here's something else. You want to rise, give yourself permission to rise out of your old self. You give yourself permission to rise to your desired lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You always want to be rising and expanding, and it takes away all the calamities of your life. See, when I first got into personal growth, it was write the forgiveness letters. You got to do this and do that. Well, then you stay in the same place. But something else I want to, when you want to get rid of something, go to a place where there's nobody around and communicate it out. Just start expressing whatever comes to your mind. Not only write it, but express it to the world and just keep going until it's gone. And if you got something you really want to do, put that face on a cloud and watch that cloud go over the horizon.
That's a really good process. I love that. Beautiful. Very nice.
But Mari, we've never communicated away the past. And if you look at self-help, personal growth, self-improvement, punctuated books, psychologists written books, they always tell you they can help you and you have something wrong with you. You have nothing, zero wrong with you. All you've never discovered is your unique talents, insight, innovation, and inspirations to move forward. And you take the word think out of your life and express inspirations that come from you. And something I've discovered just this week, you want that inner dialogue that's going on inside of you to match the dream, so you express that out. Now,
yes.
Use the dream because that's your natural talent.
I love that about the inner dialogue. I read that when you put it out this week, and I thought that is really, it's such good wisdom, because our inner dialogue is so important. And if it's not matching what we want in our life, then it's keeping us from creating it. So talk a little bit about how we can match that inner dialogue. What are some processes to do that? Because sometimes we have an inner dialogue that goes on and we don't even know that what it's saying, you know? You're not aware.
You got to be in the game of liberation. You really have to focus on what you're saying, and you just got to really open up to writing down what the dream is, or write down something about the dream. And whenever you're it's really the revelations inside you. You want to be expressing that, and you really want to focus and be in the game of your visionary vocabulary, and you want to be expressing that. It's just like memorizing a poem. You want to memorize that inspiration so it comes in naturally. And this isn't going to happen overnight. You got to open up, giving yourself permission to rise, to speak to your dreams, because the thing about the dreams or the desired lifestyle, we've always been taught dreams are foolish. And the only thing foolish about a dream is somebody that never dreams. A fool's never dreamed, but a fool that dreams is always daring.
Yeah, I like that. Giving yourself permission. That's really so key, Robert, giving yourself permission. I like that a lot.
And you know something, Mari? We've asked permission from our parents. We ask permission from our boss. We ask permission for everything outside of us, but we never give ourselves permission internally.
That's right.
And that's the only permission you really are opening to.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to share one other thing with you, Mari.
Okay.
Everybody says you got to have the power to do this, the power to do that. And that power is dominant. But the if you open up to saying I encompass the prowess, prowess is audacity and skill. A lot of the words we use in self-help personal growth are very limiting. You want to discover your own vocabulary that allows you to rise. For me, it's like prowess. And something else people can witness if they're open to it,
mm-hmm.
I encompass a sunrise spirit. I'm always rising
mm-hmm.
with a sunset serenity.
Mm. I love that. I love prowess. I'm still stuck back on prowess. I just love that word. It's just...
prowess. You know, I was using power, but I got rid of power and opened up to prowess. And see, when you use the word power, it becomes rigid.
Mm-hmm.
When you use the word prowess, you become fluid. And, you know, it's like even a rock. Flowing water will eventually erode a rock away.
Yes.
And also, Maury, some people have to open up to. They got to rise above their thinking memory mind and their knowledge and take the word learn out of your life and use the word comprehend. You know, Maury, let's do something. Are you open to something?
Sure.
Say the word learn.
Okay, learn.
Now say the word comprehend.
Comprehend.
Which one made you feel lighter and more fluent?
Definitely comprehend, because the minute I say learn, I see myself in school studying, and I didn't like that. I didn't like the studying part. I did it, but I didn't like it. So learn.
You hit it right on the head.
It's tied up with work. Learn, you got to work. You got to study so you can learn. But comprehend, it's like, oh, I understand this now. There was no effort. Right?
Comprehend that you nailed it right on the head. You gave it the definition. See, we've been taught think, know, learn, knowledge, and thoughts for
mm-hmm.
control. That's really, I call it followerocracy. You're following society. I know we got a commercial coming up, but I'll show you something else. This really makes the free-flowing energy awaken you.
Okay.
Mari, we're going to say think, know, learn, knowledge, and thought. Okay? We'll do it and you say it out loud, okay?
Okay.
Think.
Think.
Know.
Know.
Learn.
Knowledge.
Thoughts.
What?
What'd you feel?
It feels like a lot of work.
Okay.
Feels like yeah.
Okay, now we're going to do this. We're going to say inspiration.
Inspiration.
Intuition.
Intuition.
Imagination.
Imagination.
Innovation.
Innovation.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Revelation.
Revelation.
What'd you feel?
It just comes to you. These are things that come to you. Inspiration, innovation. You don't have to work for it. It's just easy. It's just being open and allowing it to flow. It's like night and day, the difference between the words.
You know what the real difference is? Think, know, learn knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You learned in school. That's all outside sources teaching you. That's all
mm-hmm.
outside sources. Inspiration,
right.
Imagination, innovation, intuition, wisdom. That's all your, that's your intrinsic talents. That's your innovative
right.
talents. That's your natural talents.
That's right. And that's why
and
it's for you. It's there for you, coming to you.
And the thing about think, know, learn, knowledge, you have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what... spirit, intuition, and all that, you listen for it. And something else, if you listen, you're never, if you listen, to your daily life, you're never in trauma, drama, chaos, or anything, because you're listening for the liberating intuition stimulating today's enterprising nirvana.
Very nice. Very nice. Love it. Love it all. Okay, well, now we're going to go on commercial break. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, but the lines are open. So if you want to call Rob and ask him a question or talk to him, you can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
For the mom out there feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, and hopeless, I see you. You are not alone. There is light at the end of your dark tunnel. How do I know? I was you. I'm Carissa, an author and educator. Raising a child with a disability nearly broke me, but I refused to give up. Now I help other moms reclaim their hope and start truly living. Find out how at BravelyIntentionalLife.com.
Hello, my name is Tamara Miller Davis, and I'd like to tell you about my realistic and romantic novel, Despite the Buzz. It is about technology's influence and other timely topics. There are digital wellness resources in the back, as well as book club and discussion questions. The story is a colorful and artful multimedia piece, which serves as commentary on media's influence. Check it out at DespiteTheBuzz.com.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Tamari Mitchell, with special guest Rob Wilson. He's been talking about liberating them now by imaging, describing, and designing the life you desire to experience. So what do you think is the main message that you're bringing today, Rob?
Liberation. Not heal, not think, but it's liberation. And see, I don't do coaching, Mari. I do liberation. What the difference between coaching and liberation is, mm-hmm. people get to discover themselves. And something else I really want to express here, and I should have said it earlier, stop mm-hmm. imitating somebody else's programs. Self-help, personal growth, they say, I have a program. Well, that program is their programming. They're
right.
trying to program you to imitate them. And when you imitate a program, you're actually deepening your own insecurities and fears. And stop setting boundaries. Boundaries are fears. And to where you want to go is above the boundaries of your current life. And it really comes down to asking, why am I apprehensive about this? Where's the wisdom? And what is on the other side for me to expand to? And why is this occurring for me to expand onto a new way of life?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to question your questions, and inspiration will rise you to your dreamer's paradises. Thinking, knowing, and boundaries are going to keep you in yesterday.
Okay, so boundaries, what about when the boundaries refer to other people? Like they say, you have to set a boundary with that person because that person is not healthy for you.
Well, okay.
Over you.
Where is that inside you, and what is he trying to show you, or what kind of talent is he trying to awaken in you? What kind of courage? Some people are showing you courage that you have, but you're afraid to admit to it. And they're also maybe showing you something about yourself that you don't like. So what you don't like in him, you don't like about you. Or is that person showing you some courage that you desire, but you don't have to? And if you don't want to be around somebody, don't set a boundary. Just say, why am I apprehensive about this person? And say, thank you, and walk away. But don't set a boundary because you set a new fear. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. So boundaries are set because you're feeling fear, from a feeling of fear. And so...
Yes.
As long as you have it there, there's that feeling, and fear is not good for us, obviously. It doesn't help us to move forward. So that makes perfect sense.
No.
But you don't have to sit there, you know, with that person all day. But it's you can, like you say, you can just walk away. You can find a lesson and walk away. Yeah.
And then you can go someplace and query about it and just go out and communicate it. Something when you open up to understand, just communicate it to the airways of the universe, mm-hmm. you really liberate yourself, and you can write it too. But when you communicate it just to the universe and just let, if nobody's around you, it doesn't matter. You're just getting rid of it. Get rid of it, pull the lid off of it, and liberate your internal determination.
Okay, so give us an example of how we do that. I like that part about speaking it out to the universe.
Okay, let's see. Go out in the middle of somewhere. You know, go out to a remote place where there's nobody. You know, just you.
Okay.
And if you can do it by water, that's better. But okay, let's just say I don't like somebody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or somebody did this something to me from the... Well, let's just use one of mine. I had a guy I paid to do some marketing for me, and he didn't do it.
Okay.
So just go out there and say, okay, he didn't do it for me. So, and a lot of times, this is what comes up for me. Why did I go with this person? What was it is? And a lot of times, you're going to say, well, you told yourself before it started, but just whatever you feel about that person, just start saying. But it really is nothing about him. It was me being naive and unwilling to listen to myself is why I usually get into challenges.
Yes.
And when he did his, and it was the universe showing me that I never, a lot of times it's you never listen to yourself, and the universe mm-hmm. puts something or somebody out there. And life gets in the way of life. Whenever you make a plan and you think you're doing this, and, you know, that little voice told you not to, right? Or said,
right.
never do that. Well, I did it. So the universe is showing me. So I went out. So I just go out in the middle of nowhere and says, okay, what is the lesson for me? What do I have to shed and shred and communicate away? So always communicate away to communicate in.
Mm-hmm.
To communicate of, and that, but you know, like this guy, all I had to do was go out and say, you know, all I had to go out and just whatever it was. I mean, it's already gone. But like when you get mad at somebody, you're not
mm-hmm.
mad at them; you're mad at yourself. That's the thing about everything you think the outside world did. You're doing it to yourself. All the hate, anger. And see, when you take the outside world out and just understand everything you dislike about life, it's inside you. That's why when you start coloring and imaging and doing your path of enlightenment or path forward or your dreamer deal
mm-hmm.
or whatever you desire,
yeah.
you're already rising out of that. You're giving yourself permission to rise. And see, that's why they say lower mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they use lower mind or reptilian mind, reptile mind or something.
Yes.
You're rising out of that. That is a natural thing. You never have to worry about that. That'll happen natural. But you got to get into the liminal landscape and up into your super conscious and your super liminal and get your desired life imaging and coloring and doing that to understand that. You got to understand how talented you are, and you can never think and know your talents. All the education in the world will never show you your talent. It's going to steal your talents. Because in school, like me, I wasn't very good in school. So I was always compared to the smarter kids. And I had scars about that. You know, that is people's insecurities. But what I opened up to doing is admitting I encompassed it. And then I could let it go. Admit it to get rid of it, appreciate it, awaken to it, listen for the clarity, and understand you encompass the talents to move forward. Understand over know is a big thing. And I'll give you a for instance of that. Let me know how you feel, or let me understand how you feel. Which one feels better to you?
Well, understand, because then I'm understanding how you feel. I'm really
I understand. And then, see, when you use understand instead of know, it opens the path of prowess for you to expand. See, the path of prowess insight, clarity, wisdom. Take all that, let go of think, know, learn, knowledge, change, heal, create, transformation, because they never let you out of the memory, and they never let you out of it. See, like everybody says transformation. Well, transformation to me means something else. I'm an electrician. We bring in 500,000 volts, step it down to 13.8, to 480, to 270. We just keep stepping it down and going sideways. But when we turn the system on, we energize it. So that's what you want to do to your dreams. You want to energize them. You want to turn them on. And see, that's the thing. And I'm going to be honest with you. I stopped reading self-help, personal growth, self-improvement, punctuated books, psychiatry books, because they never liberate. They never use the word liberation. They always use change. And change never lets you out of the memory.
True.
Expand and rise let me out of the memory and into the fresh. I come up with this. It's a fresh inspiration or instantaneous inspiration.
I like both. Very nice. Well, before we run out of time, Rob, let's talk about how to get a hold of you.
My website's mycowboywisdom.com. My email's robert@mycowboywisdom.com. And I unpunctuated my writings because I never want my way of life into anybody else's. This way people have to discover themselves. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. I give a one-hour free consultation to talk about everything. And I took the word hypnotherapy out. I use hypnoacuity because the subconscious mind can't latch on to any memory. Use therapy, the subconscious mind latches on to memory. That's a thing I really want to express. Use words where the subconscious mind can never latch on to anything, and use subconscious scenery so you can color, paint it, design it, and image it.
I love it. And you can link right to Rob's website right here from Blog Talk. He also has some freebie downloads. Make sure you look at that. It's awesome material. I've already seen it. You can click right from here. And this is a live show, but a replay of it is being created as we speak. So make sure that you pass this along to anyone that would be interested. You have about 2 minutes, Rob. One last thing you'd like to say to a guest. I mean, to a listener.
Yeah. I would like to say this. The information age is nothing to become the gossip economy, because everybody's putting something out, and they're trying to get people to bait and click. And all it is a bait and click so they get money. When you're listening to something, listen for the wisdom and insight that expands you. Don't listen to be a follower. And that's something I really want to open up, because the gossiping economy is what we're living. How much of it out there is expanding you? Listen to what expands and energizes you and let the rest go. And you always want to be listening through your dreams, desired lifestyle, and accomplished outcomes. And that really, you want to rise to your talent. This is one thing I really want to emphasize to everybody. You are uniquely talented, and your unique talents are probably not going to fit in the socialized system, institutionalized education, and everything else. And something else, yeah, this is something I expand into. Somebody like, but the institutionalized education is indoctrinated gossip, because everything you learned in school is secondhand. So read it to expand yourself, or listen to it, or comprehend it to expand yourself. But quit trying to be caught up in the society's ways, because there's a lot of hidden controls in there that are keeping us following everybody. And this is one thing I do want to say. The asset and the way out of the world is people's intuition, imagination, not education and business. You are the unique talent for the world. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Rob. That was beautiful. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. And I hope you'll catch us again next time. Bye for now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach,
life coach, and author, Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.